You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
November 7th, 2019. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Here with a new Netflix special and a brand new book. Jenny Slate is joining us, everybody. Also on tonight's show, Facebook is banning sex. Donald Trump doesn't know how to stand, and the ugly truth about vaping. So let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's kick it off with the big social media controversy. Recently, Facebook said that it would not ban political ads even if they made false statements. And everyone said, oh man, we're screwed. And now Facebook is saying, oh no, we'll make sure you're not screwed.
Facebook and Instagram users who post emojis or emoji strings in a sexual manner will now face being banned. That means if you use eggplant, peach emojis, or sweat emojis, Facebook and Instagram will be looking at just how you're using them.
Really, Facebook? You're banning eggplant and peach emojis? You realize now it's gonna be so hard to explain to your grandma why her eggplant and peach salad post got deleted? You're gonna be like, so, grandma, Facebook thinks you're a hoe. Be like, you do one gangbang, it follows you for the rest. Wait, what? You know what I find fascinating about this, right? Is that there's apparently nothing Facebook can do if Russians post fake political ads or Nazis send death threats, but all of a sudden they're coming after horny people like, we got a cold water squirt here, hold on, cold water squirt, let's roll, fellas. And by the way, also it's fun to imagine explaining to someone from the 19th century how dating has changed, right? Because they would be like, in my day, we used to court our betrothed by putting a sonnet into a love letter. And we're just like, really? We just text vegetables that look like our ding-dongs. All right, anyway, let's move on. Because while Facebook is banning emojis, the city of Las Vegas is trying to ban actual humans.
Las Vegas makes it illegal to camp or sleep on the streets or sidewalks. The city council approving the measure in front of a fired up crowd. Protesters say the ban criminalizes the homeless population. Those violating the law could be fined up to $1,000 or put in jail for 6 months.
Are you shitting me? This is heartless and disgusting. The city of Vegas is making it a crime for a homeless person to sleep on the street. Like, what's their pitch? Oh, we don't want these homeless people because they might scare away our usual crowd of pimps and bookies, you know? And also, how are you gonna fine a homeless person? Asking a homeless person to pay a fine is like asking Nancy Pelosi to blink. It's not gonna happen. Those eyes don't close. It's also crazy. It's also crazy that the punishment for being homeless in the street is gonna be 6 months in jail. Like, for me, this is always the paradox of America.
Because the government could be providing housing for homeless people, but instead they'd rather spend $4,500 per person to put a homeless person in prison, which is a place with a roof and a bed and a TV. That's a house. Just give them a house. Take away the bars and the toilet wine. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But instead, the city's gonna force the people to live in jail, and then what? At the end of the sentence, you're gonna be like, okay, you're free. Do you have a house yet? It's like, no, then get back in there. Get back in there. All right, moving on. We all know 911 is the number to call when there's an emergency, but now you may want to have a backup.
The 911 personnel under fire after an emergency call was mishandled while investigators say the supervisor was apparently streaming Netflix.
When a gunman opened fire, his bullet barely missed a woman sitting in her car. She called 911 three times, but the police never came, in part because the supervisor was distracted, watching Netflix and Hulu on the job.
I just called the police a few good minutes ago, and they're still not here, and I just got shot at in the car. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out.
Another 4 minutes passed. Still no cops.
Hi, I just called. I'm going to drive to the police station. Is that okay?
Oh, man. First of all, I need the gumption of this woman. She gets shot at, the police don't answer, so she's like, I'm just going to drive to the station myself. Yeah, that's conviction, because Grubhub gives me a kale salad instead of the ice cream I ordered, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. You know what would be weird is what if she gets to the station and all the cops are also watching Netflix, huh? Then she's gonna have to do the whole investigation herself, finds the shooter, takes him to court, but then when she gets to court, the judge is also watching Netflix, so then she then has to do the trial herself. It's just like a one-woman justice system, which is such a great story. They should make it into a show on Netflix. They really should. I think that would be a great show. And the police would be watching it when she calls. Can we also admit that this is partly Netflix's fault, though? Like, they make binging too addictive. Like, instead of always recommending more shows, maybe Netflix should have a setting for people at work. So it says, if you like Stranger Things, you may like doing your f***ing job. It might work. I do have a tip for anyone, though. If you do call 911 and you suspect that they're ignoring you because they're watching Netflix, there's actually a code that you can use to make sure that they send someone right away. You just say, black guy, and then they spring right into action. Yeah, it works for anything. It really works well. You just pick up the phone and be like, hello, 911, my cat is stuck in a tree, and there's a black guy up there. We're sending someone right away. He's on his way. All right, that's it for the headlines. Let's move on to our top story. Our main story is about vaping. It's for people who like smoking but don't like to look cool. When vape pens first came out, they were marketed as a better alternative to smoking. You know, no smell, no mess, and most importantly, they said it was better for your health, which sounded like the Holy Grail. I mean, imagine if they came out with a tequila that caused you to make good decisions. Be like, dude, I drank so much last night, I created an app that connects healthcare providers with low-income families who need it, and I didn't call my ex. I was smashed. But over the last year, we started to learn that vaping is not as innocent as we were told. And we're also learning that the vaping companies are shady as shit.
A new lawsuit claims that e-cigarette maker Juul shipped and sold contaminated vaping pods to customers and retailers. A former executive for the e-cigarette maker alleges that at least 1 million tainted pods were put on the market earlier this year.
Former Juul senior vice president Siddharth Brazia claims he was fired in March for raising concerns about the quality of the products being sold. The lawsuit claims then CEO Kevin Burns responded to those concerns, saying half our customers are drunk and vaping like who the is going to notice the quality of our pods?
God damn. I honestly don't know what's worse. The fact that Juul was shipping contaminated pods, or the fact that their CEO didn't give a shit about his customers. Like, he treated his customers the way Trump treats the English language. Every me I can, best, not good, quid pro quo. And this lawsuit is only the latest in a long string of vaping controversies, right? There have also been widespread reports about people getting sick from vaping, people dying from vaping, and even some people who thought they were vaping but were actually just sucking on a USB drive. Oh, PowerPoint. Now, you may be wondering, how on earth did an industry that barely existed a few years ago turn into a nationwide epidemic? Well, let's find out in another installment of If You Don't Know, Now You Know. did electronic cigarettes become the biggest thing on the streets? Well, their rise to the top started a lot like regular cigarettes.
There's no question that the e-cigarette industry has ripped its tactics straight from Big Tobacco's playbook.
Take a look at the glamorous woman in the blue dress smoking a cigarette in 1930. And this woman today in an ad for an e-cigarette. The rugged cowboy then and now.
Both marketed relaxation, sharing, travel, freedom, and sex appeal. E-cigarette manufacturers like Candy Pens can be promoted in DJ Khaled music videos, just like tobacco corporations used to pay stars to smoke their cigarettes on screen.
Okay, that's just irresponsible. Celebrities shouldn't be advertising addictive substances to their fans, which is why the only product I endorse is cabbage. Cabbage. It's the one thing you definitely won't get addicted to. I don't want any more of this. Now, to be clear, vaping companies aren't bad guys because they advertise their product. What made this a sinister industry is who they were advertising their products to.
The FDA slamming popular e-cigarette maker Juul for marketing directly to students.
Juul spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund youth programming.
Two teenagers testified that a Juul representative came to their school to give an anti-vaping presentation. And when their teacher left the room, they say the representative repeatedly claimed that Juul was safe to use.
80% of teens who vape say they picked the product because it comes in flavors that they like.
The teens say the sleek devices are easy to hide.
You can't tell if it's a teenager's lip gloss or cologne or if it's a vape.
I think you can tell, because they're sucking on it. I'm pretty sure teenagers aren't taking drags of eternity for men. Something tells me that kids get away with a lot at this principal's school. It's just like, boy, it sure is remarkable how many students here are texting about their eggplants getting rained on. These kids love gardening. But when you look at everything from vape pen designs to their outreach, you don't have to be a genius to realize they wanted their products in the hands of teens. And the flavors are probably the biggest red flag of all. I mean, mango, cotton candy, jelly donut. Like, these things are so targeted at kids, I'm shocked that they didn't have, like, a breast milk flavor. But according to the vape lobby, all these flavors are clearly for adults only.
The industry is not targeting children. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you don't like gummy bears. I see adults buying, you know, packs of gummy bears all the time. I mean, just because you're an adult doesn't mean that you don't like good flavors.
Okay, okay. I hear you, rodeo accountant. I hear you. But you have to admit, the vaping lobby's excuses sound a lot like a pedophile's excuses. What, no? The candy and Disney movies I keep in my car are for me. Adults like Moana too. Now, in response to all this criticism, the biggest e-cigarette company, Juul, has recently curbed their marketing to kids, and also they've gotten rid of all their super fruity, fantastic, totally adult flavors. But unfortunately, it might be a little too late, because countless teens are already addicted to vaping, and schools across the country are struggling with the outbreak.
It's a nationwide problem. In Texas, some schools make kids roll up their long sleeves so they can't hide the devices. In Fairbury, Nebraska, they are randomly testing students in extracurricular activities for nicotine. There are vape sensors in Illinois and New Jersey bathrooms.
One Alabama high school taking extreme measures after a student was found passed out in the bathroom after vaping. The principal removing doors off stalls in the boys' bathroom, which some parents say is excessive.
Okay, hold up. Some parents say that's excessive? Some parents think it's excessive to force kids to shit in front of everybody? Who are the other parents? Who are the other parents who are like, it's fine, my kid doesn't deserve privacy? I mean, aside from T.I., who are the other parents? Yeah, he's probably like, take the doors off those stalls expeditiously. Look, I think we can all agree that neither kids nor schools should be responsible for fixing this addiction crisis that companies like Juul have helped create. If anything, e-cigarette companies should be forced to pay for the damage that they've purposefully caused. It's the same way opioid companies are being forced to pay for the work they've done that caused people to be addicted, or how Nabisco had to pay for Cookie Monster's rehab, you know? And you know what, just to give them a little extra incentive, we should go to Juul's offices and take the doors off of their bathroom stalls until they fix the shit that they've done. So in a nutshell, that's how vaping became the crisis that it is in America today. And if you don't know, Now you know. We'll be right back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor, comedian, and author whose new book is called Little Weirds, and her debut Netflix comedy special is called Stage Frights. Please welcome Jenny Slate. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on having not one, but two new projects out at the same time that are getting great reviews from people who are watching and reading them. Let's talk first about the book, Little Weirds.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because you say you didn't want to write a book about, you know, your time in comedy. You didn't want to write about SNL. You know, you just wanted to write about your weird little world. And I was like, what does that mean? But when you read it, you're like, you have a very strange mind. It is a beautiful mind, but it is a strange mind. And I mean, like, you write about, like, the idea of being born as a croissant, for instance.
Sure, that's right. That's right. I almost jumped on the fact that you said A Beautiful Mind, which is, of course, a movie about from the 90s about a mentally ill man.
No.
I just mean, clarifying
it's
super quick.
No. Just a beautiful mind. A mind that is beautiful. I should, yes. Trademark, no trademark.
I mean,
undo
great
that.
Russell Crowe performance.
Right.
He's in, not to get us off topic right away, but when I was writing this book, I was like, I'm just going to write, like, whatever I'm thinking about because that is what is interesting to me right now. But as I started to assemble it, I actually said, is this going to be like in the movie A Beautiful Mind?
Wow.
When he's like, I solved the problem. Come to my office. And then the people all come and he's like in a shack in the woods and he's like, you know, tacked up trash to the wall.
Right.
And he's like, do you see it?
Because it is a collection of very strange stories that I don't think anybody has written, like ghost pirates. I don't think anybody's written about ghost pirates before. This is like a thing where you're just like, yeah, I'm just gonna write about ghost pirates and then Valentine's Day and my life and this thing and that thing. And then like is that how your mind works? Is that just what's always going on?
You know what, I do think it's like pretty various inside, and that is like the scope of my imagination. But part of writing this book was like, you know, sometimes if you're, especially if you're a comedian, they're like, we want you to write comedic essays
right.
about maybe the famous people you've met or something mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. where you've been. And for me, I wrote this at a time when I kind of felt like I needed to get to know myself again. And so I started to write little pieces just about like what I was observing in myself. And the piece you're talking about, the croissant, it comes from this weird feeling that I've been having like for over a decade that was just a wish that some I would be walking down the street and people would see me and be like, she's probably from France. You know?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
No,
I love it.
I mean, it means like, you know, she's classy. She's just over it.
I think that is the best description for a French person I've
care.
Ever heard.
Yeah.
They do generally seem like they are over it. They've done it all, and they are over it all.
Yeah, like, I mean, my feeling about French ladies is like, oh, they just don't care. Like, you have to win their attention, whereas, like, me as an American Jenny, I'm like... like, do you want to talk to me? Like, let's never go to bed. Like, you know, even when this interview is over, I'm going to follow you around and be like...
Oh, wow, thank
like,
you.
Like, what more?
Let's talk about the stand-up as well, because your mind translates completely differently in the stand-up, and that's what I think I really enjoyed. It's like, the book is fun, and it's quirky, and, like, you play with it, and it really is heartfelt. The stand-up has that feeling, but in a totally different way. You've done something that I haven't seen before. You've got your stand-up, but then you have, like, a documentary that's happening parallel to the stand-up, so you're telling stories, and then we see the real-life, like, backstory to these stories. One of the most adorable things in the special is when we see your grandmothers, and, like, your grands are just, like, adorable, and then you imitate your gran, which is like makes you adorable because you're doing the gran, and then it's just like it's a magical thing. Why did you choose to do it like that?
I think, you know what? It's sort of an extension of being like, Mom, will you come with me? Like, if you're afraid of doing something, you're
right.
Like, I don't want to walk, you know, if like you're a kid in a restaurant, you have to go to the bathroom, and you're like, will someone come with me? I think it was like this time I felt like, okay, I've been doing stand-up for almost 15 years, and I've never done a special because I don't like the challenge of having to get it perfect and, like, touring the country and just making your material, like, you know, sort of, like, bulletproof. And I'm very improvisational on stage, and I thought, like, there's kind of no place for me. And then I thought, well, there's a place for me. There's a place for me to show where I come from, and that's what my special should be like. So I decided to do the set in the way that I normally do it, which is like there are bullet points, but it's improvised. And then to show that I come from these people who are storytellers and like strange, silly sweethearts in their own way, and that I'm kind of from that, but somehow shot out the side.
has anyone said to you after watching the special, hey, we should get your grandmother into stand-up as well? Because she's really funny.
Yeah. I mean, they're both really funny. I was just saying to my parents yesterday that one of the funniest jokes my Nana Connie, who looks like Nancy Reagan with eagle talent, one of the funniest things she said was that she turned to my other grandmother, and they're both like a million years old, and was like, oh, no, Rochelle, we forgot our rollerblades.
It's quirky, it's different, it's interesting. It's a new way of expressing yourself. And one thing I find fascinating is you've been really open talking about, like, you know, your anxiety and how you were struggling at some point with, like, your place in the world and just, like, you know, harnessing your mind and your emotions.
Yeah.
Has this helped you writing it out, you know, doing the special out there? Has it given you a sense of relief?
It really has, because I think there's this sense that if you're going to put yourself into the public eye, you have to be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, when people hear that I'm a stand-up comedian, they're like, oh, that must be so hard because of heckling. And, like, I mean, I hate to jinx myself, but I actually haven't been heckled because I'm usually just a person up there talking. But I've kept it really small scale. And I think for me, writing this book, you know, first I just wanted to, like, be really, like, muscular about it. And suddenly I was like, I just want to write a book that is sweet, that anybody could kind of, like, open to any page and feel that they are talking to a dear friend.
Right.
And that means, like, a reflection of intimacy and being allowed to share sorrow without making it be heavy. And so I put this book here kind of, like, into the culture to be, like, there's a lot that hurts right now. Wherever, whatever side of the, whatever line you're on, mm-hmm. like, there's just mm-hmm. a lot of bruising. And I would like to just offer a little gift for relief for myself and whoever wants it.
Oh, I think you've done that with the book. And the special is just as fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Really wonderful. Stage Fright is currently streaming on Netflix. And Little Weirds is available now. Jenny Slate, everybody.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.